is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, The Prophecy Factor. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is The Imperials with Sweet, Sweet Spirit, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the
without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived
when we shall leave this place.
Now the Jews say there's a great wailing wall there. And you know, Christians go there by the thousands, and they go there And they pray before the wall, and they rock back and forth, and they don't even know what they're doing when they do that. Some of them actually rock back and forth in front of the wall like the Jews do, the rabbis. You don't even know what they're doing. You don't even know what they're doing when you do that. First of all, what are you doing in front of that wailing wall? The supposed ruins of one of the walls, the western wall of the temple that was destroyed. Jesus destroyed that on purpose. And he said it would be left desolate. And you get up there and pray it'll be rebuilt. You want to undo what Jesus did. Who do you think you are? You're a nobody. And you better quit fighting Jesus. But I've seen the Pope of Rome, and I've seen President Clinton and President Bush and President George W. Bush. And I've seen Obama And even Mitt Romney, when he ran for president, and they go there, and some little rabbi in his black clothes, in his cobra-like curling hair from under his black hat, takes him there to the Wailing Wall, and they have their little prayer written on a piece of paper, and they stick it in the crack there, thinking God is going to answer it. God's not going to answer that prayer. Let me tell you why. The house of Israel is left desolate, and the temple was destroyed because they crucified our Lord and Savior. You want to undo that. You think you can, through mumbo jumbo, write a prayer on a piece of paper and stick it in a crack in a mostly destroyed wall, and God's going to hear your prayer? You've got to be some kind of a spiritual, ignorant creature. You don't need to go to Jerusalem and have a rabbi escort you. And you see these Jews, they're standing there in front of the wall, and they're rocking back and forth. If you understood Judaism, you know what they do, what they're doing? They're having sex. They're having sex with the Shekinah, the great Leviathan serpent goddess. That's why they're rocking back and forth. They're enjoying sex with their goddess. You say, Tex, I've never heard of such a thing. That's why the rabbis and the Hasidic Orthodox Jews have the little curly hair things coming out of their from under their hat. Those are serpent coils. Why do you think they wear black? They're the devil's creatures. You say, Tex, is that biblical? Yeah, it has to do with prophecy. The prophecy factor. Matthew 23, verse 33, Jesus told the Jews, ye serpents, ye generation, that's race, that's ethnic group, of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you, listen to this now, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation, the house of Israel, that generation. This word here, generation, does not mean 20 years or 30 years. Many people believe it does. No, no. The word there, in Greek, the word there means a race of people, an ethnic group, a tribe. Everything's going to come upon the Jews. In fact, in two verses down, it says, behold, your house, that is the house of Israel, is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. The Jews, the house of Israel, will not see Jesus again until finally they admit, those that are left, the remnant, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Until that time, their house is left desolate. And in 1948, they attempted to reestablish it. And with the help of millions of evangelical Christians, they're maintaining it. Only the United States and its money and its military and diplomatic power keep Israel alive and powerful and conducting criminal activity around the world. For even today, the Jews kill and crucify and scourge people and persecute even Christians from city to city. They did it in communist Russia. They've done it in countries around the world. And even in the United States, you'll find all of the attacks on Christianity come from organizations that are founded and run by Jews. The ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Jewish ADL, AIPAC, all the others, haters of Christ, haters of Christians, haters of the Church of the Living God. I want to read that line again, verse 35, the prophecy of Jesus, that upon you, that is the house of Israel, may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth from the blood of righteous Abel. Abel was the first one slain. His blood cried out from the earth. His brother Cain slew Abel. The Jews responsible for all the righteous blood shed upon the earth? How can that be? They weren't even there then, were they? You know, friends, I'm not going to argue with you all day about how can that be. It is. It is here, right here. Now, here's the amazing thing. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 18, verse 24. You'll find something amazing. There, mystery Babylon the Great is identified. There, in Revelation 18, it's identified as a great world power. And boy, the Jews control the United States, Europe. They are a great world power. They're more than just Israel. They control Wall Street. They control Hollywood. They control our press. They control, well, just about everything in America. Our learning institutions, on and on. Certainly, the Congress of the United States, the Capitol, the Senate and the House, that is Zionist-occupied territory, or ZOT. And so is the White House. And so are intelligence agencies, and on and on. In Revelation 18, verse 24, it says that Mystery Babylon is that great entity, that great city, that is responsible for all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. Whoa. Isn't that the same wording as in Matthew? See, Jesus gave this prophecy here, that upon you, the house of Israel, may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, all the way back from the blood of righteous Abel. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation, this race, this tribe, the house of Israel. And in Revelation 18, it says, Mystery Babylon is that tribe, that house, that nation, that people that is responsible for all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. You say, Tex, that's incredible. Are you saying that Mystery Babylon is the house of Israel? No, I'm not saying that. God said it. I just read it to you. I just identified it. The Babylon the great harlot. There it is in Revelation 18. And it's destroyed in the last days. Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. That's Jerusalem. That's Israel today. And that's world Jewry around the world. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Are you involved with Israel today? Do you support physical, earthly, fleshly Israel? Do you support Benjamin Netanyahu and their murderous activity against the Palestinians and the other nations of the Middle East? Are you part of that group of so-called evangelical Zionist Christians? You better come out of that, because that whole system is falling, and you won't like what happens to you. Well, what about this Mystery Babylon system that has fornicated with all the powerful men on this planet? The kings of the earth committed fornication with the presidents, chancellors, and so forth. It says, verse 24, I'm going to read it to you directly. And in her, Mystery Babylon the Great, was found the blood of prophets and of saints and all that were slain upon the earth. Isn't that the same as verse 35 of Matthew 24, Jesus speaking, saying that upon you, the house of Israel, may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth? There it is. It's like cumulative. It's collective. See, the Jews and their Talmud say that they are the Messiah. Yes, they will have a king come, and he will be king of this planet. That's what it says in the Protocols of Zion. That's what it says in the Talmud. That's what it says in the Jewish Kabbalah. But it also says that the Jews themselves are their own Messiah. He will represent them, but the Jews are gods on earth. They are God. The Talmud says that the rabbis are even wiser than God in heaven. Isn't that amazing? What's the end result of these things? Jesus said it. You people who believe these things, you're a bunch of serpents. You're a race of vipers. How can you escape the damnation of hell? The prophecy factor. Don't align yourself with the forces of hell, dear friends, but instead align yourself with the forces of God. Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2 speaks of the coming of the Antichrist. Read that, friends. Know about it. The coming of Antichrist. There'll be a great falling away from the truth. I think the Zionist Christianity is part of that. New Ageism is part of it. All these false cults, all these prosperity preachers, all these preachers that are saying it's okay to be a homosexual. It's okay for gays to get married. These people are part of the Antichrist system. They will worship the man with the number 666. Then there's the rich. Jesus said, oh, how hard it is. It's difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven because his mind is engrossed in his riches and getting things. Look at America. We had an election. And I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. I'm neither one. But you know that Obama won because the people that voted for him want to keep getting free stuff. Wanda turned to me and she said, you know what Romney's problem was? I said, what's that, sweetheart? She said, he promised to give people jobs. He said, I know how to create jobs. I've been in private industry all these years. I will create jobs. She said, but Americans didn't want to work. Millions of people said, if you're going to make me go to work, I'm not going to vote for you. I want free stuff, free phones, free welfare, free food, free medical care, free housing. And then free unemployment compensation on top of that, forever and ever. What? You're going to give us all a job? We don't want to go to work, and we want free stuff. That was his problem. Romney's major problem was he offered people jobs. Obama never said, I'm going to give you jobs. He said, I'm going to give you free stuff. The rich, the ones who have all the gold, the silver, precious metals and jewels. Someday, James, the brother of Jesus, prophesied in chapter 4 of James, it'll be worthless, like rust, canker sores all over it. They'll be throwing their riches out on the street. It won't be worth anything. James said, you have gathered treasure for the last days. All these rich people that shafted the whole world in the great recession of 2007, 2008, up until now. They've squirreled trillions of dollars away, and our Federal Reserve has given all these trillions to the banks. Pennies for the people, trillions for the banks. And the rich get richer, and the poor get poorer. And the poor cry out, give me stuff. And the president of the United States says, yes, we will. And they're happy for a while. But if they ever cut off their stuff, there'll be a revolution. They'll be so angry. But the rich who are gathering treasures for the last days, they've heaped great treasures, and they'll be worth nothing. There won't be any Federal Reserve to create money out of thin air for these people. It won't be there anymore. Oh, prophecy. The prophecy factor. Revelation 13 will give you the mark. Talk about the mark, the name, and the number of the beast, 666. Revelation 6 will tell you about the four horsemen of the apocalypse riding in succession, a white horse, a red, a black, and finally, the pale horse rider. Then Revelation 17, the woman who rides this great beast and her 10 horns. And finally, the spectacular death of the woman who is burned and eaten with fire. Think about that. The great harlot. In her turn, she falls, and she's burned with fire. Her flesh is eaten. That's her people. And then finally, Revelation 20, great thrones of judgment. Everyone will be judged according to their works, whether they accepted Jesus Christ, which is the greatest work of all. Revelation 21 says there will be a new heaven and a new earth as New Jerusalem descends. This is the great victory of God over the devil, over his false prophet, and all who believed in him and took the mark, or the name, or the number of the beast. And they will all be cast into the fire, which burns forever and ever. All that is in the book of prophecy called Revelation. God's great victory and the overcoming of those who have accepted Jesus Christ. You see, friends, this is the prophecy factor. It is really the only way to understand global events through faith in God's Word.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.